people here do.
You live in Cold Creek because you were born here. And if you're born here, you're probably never getting out.
That's not entirely true. There have been some success stories, college graduates who moved on and found well-paying jobs in distant cities, but they tend to be the exception and not the rule. Cold Creek is home to a quality of life we're raised to aspire beyond, if we're born privileged enough to have the choice. Here, everyone's working so hard to care for their families and keep their heads above water that if they wasted time on the petty dramas, scandals, and personal grudges that seem to define small towns in our nation's imagination, they would not survive. That's not to say there's no drama, scandal, or grudge, just that those things are usually more than residents of Cold Creek can afford to care about. Until it happened. The husk of an abandoned, turn-of-the-century one-room schoolhouse sits 3 miles outside of town, taken by fire. The roof is caved in and what's left of the walls are charred. It sits next to an apple orchard that's slowly being reclaimed by the nature that surrounds it. Young overgrowth, new trees, wildflowers. There's almost something romantic about it, something that feels like respite from the rest of the world. It's the perfect place to be alone with your thoughts. At least it was before.